Okay, hello everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some wonderful healings. Now let's do a little intro about the Creation Light Shift. It comes here once every 2,000 years. It's the same light shift that Jesus used. The light shift is not visible to us. It's multidimensional. It's invisible. It has shown up at as a star of Bethlehem. One of the smaller crafts from the light shift came to do that illumination. And I think what we're going to do tonight is bring in one of the defense fleet ships. This has been very popular for people. They just love it. And first, when you think about a defense fleet, you think about a ship with guns on it, we'll say, you know, like Star Wars, etc. That this is pure love energy. And the way they do their, I guess I'll use the word battles, if you want to call it that. Since it is a defense ship, they fill the energy that they're working with full of love energy. And then and the energy that we're talking about will be the dark side, okay? And the dark side typically is soulless beings from a whole other universe. The light never created the darkness. But these beings do exist, and they come into our realm of light and want to take us over, basically, our consciousness. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. So what happens is when the light ships, these small ones go out, they're about 125 foot in diameter, pure love energy, and they go out to fight the darkness. And what happens is when they encounter one that's involved with our territory here, taking away our free will, that particular, we'll use the word UFO at that time, okay? That particular UFO is given the choice for the beings on it to come into the light, which means that they're giving souls, okay, or spirits. I use the word spirits, but the people normally use the word soul down here on the earth plane. And then they can obey spiritual law. Otherwise, they do not obey spiritual law, which is why we have so much problems here. People wonder why the divine isn't helping. Well, it's very difficult when these beings don't use spiritual law. So what happens is they're given a choice to come into the light and to have a spirit with them, just like we have ourselves in our heart center. And if they've been here causing problems with us, interference, etc., and they don't do that, then they're actually terminated with love energy, and they no longer exist. And this is what the light ship is doing now continuously. One of the things that you may have noticed, if you haven't, you should look. You have noticed that the skies are different now. If you go outside and you look at the sky, it's a really, really blue sky. And it kind of reminds me how it used to look maybe 20, 30 years ago. And if you look at any old movies on TV, you're going to go, boy, that sky sure blue. And what we have now is kind of like a murky-looking sky. And it's not the same. Well, now it is like the old days. So the light ship is doing that. They're also working with the earth spirit. And in that process, the earth spirit now is pulling itself back from its creations here on the earth so it can do the ascension. This is why we're seeing so many changes now, physical. And the earth spirit cannot keep into these other life forms because it has to regain its spiritual identity, much like you do when we do the entity clearings and using the word of New Age, your soul retrieval. So the same process. The earth is pulling itself back from energies. Like I mentioned, other shows, what you must do to become fully complete with yourself, you need to pull yourself back from different realms, all of your thoughts, out of all your creations that you have had here on the earth, because you can't leave part of you behind, but then you can't do the ascension. So you have to become complete whole with your spirit and your body. So the main thing is now what we see is the blue sky. They're also working with the water. They've been working with the waters I would say around November thereabouts. So the waters might look a little different. I don't know when they're going to complete that, but they are doing water purifications. And what I'm going to bring in right now for everyone is some new oxygen, which the light ship actually brought in. Remember, on the light ship, there used to be 18, and there still is 18 different oxygens which you can breathe on the light ship. So when I take people there physically, out of time, you're actually breathing these different oxygens at different various times during the different sessions. So they brought in some new ones, And this is also designed for healing. So I'd like all of you just to kind of take a few deep breaths right now. And we're going to bring in one of the higher number oxygen. This is number 32. This one has not been brought here before, at least through, by me anyway. This is a brand new one. So take a few deep breaths, and it's going to come into your room. And if you're brand new to the show, a lot of people like to have the light being on in front of them. So just go on Creation Light Shift Healing and scroll down about an inch and a quarter on your scroll bar. Underneath the blinking flower, you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. And we're going to energize here also. And the energies will come from the light ship through her. And it can also come in through the light ship insignia, which you may have in front of you also. And what will happen is, if you look closely, don't be too skeptical, but you can actually see the colors change on the light beam and also on the light ship insignia. It'll become more transparent, maybe more vivid, have frequencies being emitted from it. Right now I have the insignia in front of me and I can start to see it glow a little bit here. And, you know, if you're skeptical, kind of blink your eyes and you're going to actually watch it change slightly here. And the colors will also change around it. So we're doing this right now. A lot of people love having their the light beam up on their screensavers. And they can actually feel the energy from the light ship coming through that. So here we go. It's being energized now. We're going to bring an oxygen number 32 in. And let's see how this is going to affect us here. Just take a deep breath or so. I'm going to put some music on so you can just experience this for yourself, kind of contemplate how it is. And I'll see you back in about a minute here. Remember, there's nothing for you to do. The light ship doesn't care if you have a belief system in anything, that they created you, and that's all that's needed because your spirit is connected to the divine. It doesn't matter what your mind thinks. Oxygen. This is number 28. It'll be slightly different. So again, take a deep breath and just see how your body is responding to this beautiful oxygen. These are all for special healings. Thank you. you have some type of physical problem, and it goes right to that, like infection, and helps to eliminate that. So request some healing now as these different types of oxygen comes into your body. You might feel your body getting very energized at this point here. A lot of people say their body heats up, get tingles. Just know that this is real and it's working for you instantly. And these healings today will go and work on the archive. So if you want to tune in later on, you can have this same experience. And then some people, like Kyle has on the chat line here, to put your hand on your heart. You might want to move it in a circle to open up your heart chakra a little bit. That'll also help healing. Some people like to actually put one of their hands on their physical body where they have some pain or need to have a healing done also. Energy. So I'm going to count to 10 to bring the energy in. I always count a number to do this because we have to command the energy. If you want to check out the light beam again on your monitor screen, we'll bring in the energy of Jesus and also through the lightship insignia. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you notice, the energy is so high right now that entities that people may have in their body, around their body, they're fleeing, they're escaping you. So that's why you're probably feeling much more at home, much more peaceful in your body. So here we go. If you'd like one of the previous oxygens, you can request it over again too. To your heart center first and reposition your chakras. Remember, they get out of alignment through psychic attacks, mind energy, where people project their thoughts to you, which is basically New Age metaphysics. Unfortunately, this is what they teach, is to use your mind to control your reality. And like I say before, many of the shows, that this is the same energy which is used for witchcraft and sorcery and black magic, etc. It's the same process, the same energy. And it's going against someone's free will. So I'm not in too much favor of the New Age philosophy the last 100 years and the New Age movement of New Thought, because they're not using heart energy. The mind is the reason why we're stuck here. What the dark side uses completely to control us, like the planets that you have in your astrological charts, those shouldn't even be impinging upon our free will, but they are. So here we go. We're going to bring in another energy here of Jesus. And I'm choosing to bring in Jesus at the age of 10. Each one of these would be a little different. So here we go. Here's Jesus at the age of 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that'll come into you. We're going to do a heart chakra alignment now. This energy is with us. There we go. Throat chakra. Third eye. Going down now to your power center. Great. Second chakra and first chakra. We'll do an opening if you wish. Now, this is your choice. Most chakras are maybe a couple inches in diameter, and I like to go body width so you can experience a much greater healing as the chakra energy realigns with all of your additional bodies that are invisible that we can't see. So here we go. We're going to the heart center. I'll use the word spin to open it up. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Going up to our throat chakra now. Remember, nothing for you to do, just sit back. Spin, 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 open. Going up to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down now, below the heart, to your power chakra, your solar plex area. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, just below your navel. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your spine. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Next, we'll bring in the energy of Jesus. We'll bring him in at the age of 20. And remember, each one of these are different frequencies. And we're bringing in his true spirit essence energy that was on the earth at that time, 2,000 years ago. So here we go. And these will have a little bit of the personality with them. So age of 20. And we'll count again. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just experience this beautiful energy of Jesus here at the age of 20. Open your heart center up. Just feel the energy coming in through the light beam. It's very profound and very soothing. Comment here from Annika, stating that her family is sick. So I'd like everyone to get a glass of water, and in the next 5 minutes we'll charge it up for you to aid in your healing process. This will be used for a mouthwash. So just get a glass of water, and if you have more than one person in your household that may be sick or something, then just get one glass for each one of them. Get your water ready. So like I said, the light shift doesn't really care what you believe religiously or not. If you believe, we'll say, in God or not, it's all energies that were brought to you by the, in a sense, spiritual hierarchy of the Galactic Federation. And most of those teachings were in duality, which is why we have duality here. So unfortunately, our our spiritual mentors, in a sense, failed us. I don't know how else to say it, which is why we're in such a bad condition here of the Earth energies. And then these energies were not protecting us from extraterrestrial invasion from other races that are supposed to be helping us. So they infiltrated our energy systems. Much like I say about the planets, you know, you have your horoscope, adding a few more letters to the word horoscope. And that's how the energies out there from the planets are controlling us. So what I'm going to do for everyone is do a sample healing here. I'm finding this is very beneficial for people. I've been up to quite a few planets, typically we'll say 200 of them, that are corded you. Cording is an energy connection that's normally against your free will. Actually, you don't want to be corded to have your energy leave your body. And so these energies connect to different body organs and take away your life force. So here we go. I'm going to release this from 10 of these here. And just kind of take note on how you feel. Do a body scan. And remember, this show is about you connecting to your spirit. So we'll drop into your heart center in a little bit here, so you can have your spiritual guidance. So first, planetary energy, which we're releasing. It could be anything out there, but the light ship knows what they're doing, so they're going to help each and every one of us right now. So here we go. The first planet released. Number two, released. Number three, released. Number four, that one's pretty negative. I'm yawning. Boy, number four is released. Number five is released. Number six, released. Number seven, released. Number eight, released. Number nine, released. And number 10 is released. So some people who maybe have, we'll just say possibly bad luck or like a black cloud over their head or stuff happens and don't know how this could possibly help you. I do a special session with this. And it's very interesting to see how people feel afterwards. They normally have more energy, they feel better, and just things tend to leave them, which you have no, you really don't have anywhere to put this energy, or your mind doesn't even know, but all of a sudden you feel better. So during these healings, we don't know what's really connected to us, but when they get released, we feel better. That's about all that I can say. We're going to do the water charging right now. So what we'll do is put the glass of water in front of you. And if you have a couple glasses or so for your family, just put those in front of you also. And if you're just using one glass for yourself, then put your hands on each side of it. And that the light ship will also connect with the energy of your family members if that's the case. So it will be charged automatically. And this water is used to gargle with, to get rid of infection. So you want to just use it like a mouthwash and spit it out. So here we go. The light being on your screen or the Creation Light Ship insignia is going to have the energy coming through it right now. And remember, these are heart connections, so they go from these frequencies here of the light into your heart. And you may feel the energy moving down your arms, out your wrist, out your fingertips. And this session takes about 1 minute to do. And just kind of take a note if you can. If you don't feel anything, that's okay too. Like I tell most people, men are about 1% of men can feel, so 1 out of 100. And women are about 50-50. So half can feel, half can't. And it works anyway, so it doesn't make any difference if you even believe or not, because the energy is working through you because of your spirit energy. Remember, the mind gets us into all kinds of trouble. This is the dark side energy, is the mind energy. And elaborating on that a little bit, when ascension time comes, there will never be any more mind energy during the ascension. So if you are practicing or studying about how to do ascensions, and maybe you have some mantras or you have some special beads or a necklace, or maybe you bought some type of thing, you know, that's very powerful, that you think it's from extraterrestrial realms to help you with this here. None of that is ever going to work in the ascension time. It's strictly your spirit and your heart center and your body. And, you know, the basic question is, which would be basically asked to you if you wanted to make it into 3D, is can your body hold 100% spirit energy? If you can, then you do the ascension. If you can't, then the body will no longer exist because it needs to have a spirit. In order to hold spiritual integrity with the body will, blueprint will no longer be activated, but your spirit always moves on. So regardless whether you can hold energy or not, your spirit will be out of here. And in fact, since the light shift came about 3 years ago, anybody who has passed on will no longer go through the forced thousands and thousands of years of forced reincarnation here. So those people are out of here because the light shift is in control of that right now. So there's no more past lives here unless you actually wanted to come back again or someone else wanted to come back. But as of 3 years ago, that's when the light shift came and that aspect was taken over by them, was taken out of the hands of our Galactic Federation ET friends that are supposed to be here to help us, which they were not. So the water now is pretty much charged up. We're staying about another half a minute. So I guess they're putting extra frequencies in it for you. And we could do one. We have a comment if we can do one for drinking water. So we'll do that tonight. After this is charged up, if you'd like, go out and get another glass of water. But make sure you know the difference on the two. Get a different glass or something or mark it with a piece of tape. You don't want to drink this water typically because it's going to have special light codes in it, which will help you eliminate maybe poisons out of your mouth. So you want to, you know, just spit it out after you slosh it around your mouth for about a half a minute. Okay, this is feeling pretty good. Okay. So we'll do another healing here, and you can all get another glass of water. If you wish to take this right now and use it as a mouthwash, go ahead, but you may not be around a sink or something to spit it out, so you can do it later. But if you choose to, you can. We'll just do another healing here as you're getting your second glass of water. We're going to do a sample of the emotional healing. And what the emotional healing is actually many healings in one. This healing heals your spirit of past traumas from this lifetime. It heals your emotional body. Remember, your emotional body is like a magnet for trauma. And everything that you dealt with that had typical traumas with it are stored in the emotional body. And in this body, because it's so powerful, it imprints it onto your spirit. So your spirit gets wounded. And then it also imprints it into your physical body, which typically is why we have illnesses. And what happens is, since our body is made up of our genetic past, our ancestors will say, the cell memory is passed on from their thinking, basically of any thoughts that are in judgment. So we're actually living the lives of all of our ancestors in this lifetime right now. And we want to get rid of those particular maladies that they had, which is separation from spiritual truth, which means that everything is perfect. The light does not judge anything, and the light only works in the now. And anything that's not in the now, that's in the future, is not of the light. So all your predictions, remote viewing, all this stuff is going into energies of the darkness, even though the practitioner may not understand that. And the practitioner may not be of the darkness, but they're reading the dark energies, much like the Bible code. So it's very interesting to watch and to hear people talk about what they have in predictions, which is a dark side script for humanity, including your astrological chart. That's personal to you. So we're going to do an emotional clearing, which is going to help you right now to release energies from your body in this lifetime. Remember, you have all kinds of stored energies in you. So we're actually like a walking judgment factory here. And what comes up in this lifetime is what your body chooses to work on, along with your spirit helping you to heal it. So I'm going to go from this point in time, we'll go back 7 days, And we did this on the last show. In fact, I'll go back 7 weeks. That will get a little more time for people. And you might feel the relief of energy. So 7 weeks ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 weeks ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 weeks ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 weeks ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 weeks ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 weeks ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 week ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll go back for 1 week to current. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So if you want to look at your life of something that happened to you that caused you anxiety, emotional pain, trauma, just look at it right now, and it should feel very, very distant to you. This healing is about 80% effective. When I do your whole lifetime, if you choose to do that, what I do, I charge $5 times your age. And if you're over 60, then it's a cap of $300. I don't charge anything past the age of 60. It takes about an hour to do. And at that point in time, once it's done, it's a one-time permanent healing, and your emotional traumas are released from you instantly by the light ship. The light ship has the technology to do this. It's not an earth-based technology, and there's no other technology on this planet that can do this because the light ship created you, and they pull up the whole database of your physical body and release these charges from you. This is the same process. Maybe a little differently, but what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Remember, he came to teach ascension. And so how do you get yourself into your body? You must be able to release the densities to do that. And so the kind of the phrase that the Christian church uses is that Jesus died for your sins. Well, that's kind of true in a way. If you reverse it a little bit and re-examine it, the word sin is a medieval term of missing the mark. So maybe, you know, you screwed up, okay? Or you wasn't exactly, you know, on in perfection at that time. So if you change it a little bit, what he did is he taught ascension to release you from your past, okay? And that past energy, which was causing you to have your spirit not in your body and to have physical conditions happen to you, is what he came to teach, and that's what he did. So the people who understood that, who had these healings, they were, in a sense, saved from their sins. But after he left, in which he died about 18 years before he was supposed to actually die, he was killed by the Galactic Federation because they were not holding spiritual integrity to protect him for the ascension time. So after they killed him, naturally, he could not reach anybody else. And so at that point, the people that he did reach were actually, we'll say, saved from their sins if they went along with his program for the ascension and got into their bodies completely. And when the universal shift happens, which we may call the ascension, now it might be the 2012 shift that people talk about, what will happen is the whole universe will become dematerialized. This is the way the light gets rid of the darkness. If you think about it like a big electromagnet, and it just takes away the current, and all of a sudden everything falls apart and falls off. What's left is a light frequency, so the darkness cannot attach to any spiritual blueprint if it doesn't exist. And then at that point, the light ship gathers all of its creations, puts it back into spiritual integrity again. It's very simple the way it sounds here. Just kind of think of it that way. And then it starts over again. So your advantage is that do you choose to take your body with you to a higher state of consciousness and perfect health? And the light ship can do that for you. But it's up to you to do the work to come more into your body completely. Like I tell people, most people are in their bodies about 20%. And if you're only 20% in, you naturally just can't take, you know, a couple of thumbs and maybe your right foot, you know, and maybe one of your knees. You have to take your whole body. So the whole body has to go through the process of releasing the densities. And this is what I'm here to do, to help people with. But even if you don't come into your body all the way, your spirit's out of here. You know, it's like the song Hotel California by the Eagles. This is the way it used to be. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. We're programmed to receive, and that's the way it is here. But at the ascension time, the planet will no longer exist. Everything is turned off completely. And then at that point, you have the free choice to move on to a higher state of consciousness. And then you can do whatever you choose to and go wherever you want to go to in your next experience, going to the universe to see the divinity through all things that were created in the light. So you're no longer captured on this prison planet of torture and mind control. So let's get our second glass of water now. This we're going to be drinking. And someone asked if they could put silver in it. So yeah, this will be, in a sense, like colloidal silver. It'll be probably much better. It'll be attuned just for you, for healing. As far as how long is it going to last, typically 2 days, today and tomorrow. So drink it and, you know, do that. But don't hoard it. The light ship doesn't want you to hoard anything because it has special light codes in the water. And it's for you to use. You can always ask your spirit, which is what I recommend always doing. Get your own divine information on how much you should drink, how often. But basically, 2 days is it. So take the glass of water, if you wish, and put it in front of you. Put your hands on each side of it. And here we go. Okay. And the energy is coming in right now. And some people, during these sessions, they actually feel or sense a metallic taste in their mouth because, remember, your whole body is actually being energized by what you're putting into the water. So if you do feel some type of reaction happening to you, this is what it is. And then the water will be like an added benefit, kind of like a booster shot in a sense if you drink some maybe in an hour or so from now. But your whole body is being energized with this frequency. And a special light code just for you. So this will not work with anyone else. Sometimes animals love having the water too. But, you know, if you have one glass, don't give it to your roommate or somebody else because it's not going to work the same. And if you do like the way the water is, I do a special Wednesday night conference call. It's before my Creation Lightship show here on BBS Radio, and starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. So what it is, for $60, we'd have four consecutive weeks a month, and you get seven containers of water. Most people get gallon water containers, and you have drinking water for the whole month with special light codes, and you have to drink them sequentially. So you mark them, one for Thursday, one for Friday, one for Saturday. And if you have any extra, then what you do is you put it in your bath water. So for people who can only come on the conference calls that I have just one day a week because they're too busy, I'd highly recommend doing this process here. I also have calls Mondays and Fridays, which are 1 hour in length, and they're $20 a piece. Everything starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Okay, this water... about another probably 20 seconds here, I'm being told. You might feel your body getting more alert right now. And we're going to bring in another oxygen right now. We're going to bring in oxygen number 24. So that'll be coming in right now. So you may want to take a deep breath. And just see how this oxygen is actually affecting you, too. I have a lot of people saying that all of a sudden they had a sinus problem and it just went away instantly. So I'll count to 10 as this oxygen comes into your body. And at the end of 10, the water will be completely charged up. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. If you like, I'm going to have my water right now. Take a sip of it or whatever you want to drink of it. Remember, it'll work today and tomorrow. So cheers to all of you. Mine's a little thick this time. It always varies. Mine is thick, but it's still very fluid. What I find every time is that once the water goes into my mouth, my body can't wait to swallow it. There's no hesitation whatsoever. I've had people comment that they have water and the chlorine gets taken out of it. The most interesting comment that I had on an email is, this was probably about a year ago, I think, a person wrote me an email saying that they're on the water session on Wednesdays once a month, or four times a month, and one of the sets of water that they had, remember, they're buying store-bought, spring water that's sealed. One of them had like a size of a quarter bubble on the bottom of the water, bottom of the bottle. And they go, well, that's kind of strange. And they, they open it up to use it. So they poured the water into a glass, and all of a sudden, a bubble forms in the bottom of the glass the size of a quarter. So they go, wow, that's really interesting. So they drank the water. And the bubble still stayed on the gallon container, and each time they poured a glass of water, that bubble appeared. So that was quite something. But everybody has their own experiences. Most people I find after they're on the water session for probably about 2 months is that their health has improved greatly, and they feel much better. Remember, you're getting light codes into your body, and your body's, basically water. And so this is helping you immensely through your healing process. Okay, we're going to bring in the defense plate chip here, which we talked about earlier, and activate it now a little stronger. So what you're going to feel is pure love energy coming into your body. And again, like I say, nothing is there for you to do. Just show up, and the light chip does this automatically for you. This is nothing to do with 3D technology. It's pure creation energy. So here comes the defense fleet. One of the nice ships is coming into your room. You might feel the air change. For myself, the air gets very crisp. It's like being kind of like in cold weather, and you can like hear a pin drop. And I guess the word sterile may not be the right word to use. I don't have any other word that I could really say, but it's very clean and pristine. And we have a comment here that somebody's water is very sweet. So, yeah, it does change. Okay, so here comes the defense fleet ship coming in with its pure love energy. It's going to surround you and just sit back and relax. And you can request healing. And right now it's coming to you. I'll put some music on so you can sit back and relax. And during these sessions, remember, since you are going through a healing process, you must be in your body. You don't want to meditate, because your spirit is the conduit for healing. Without your spirit in your body, no healing takes place. Thank you. another healing here. I'm going to do a sample of the parallel life healing. We talked about that in other shows. The parallel lives that we experience are the dark side energies that have your spirit go into other universes, the dark universes. You probably do that when you're sleeping at night. And then your spirit comes back wounded, we'll say, or maybe traumatized, or it might even have a physical condition, and then that gets brought over to you. So since we're kind of in the winter time here, people might have sore throats or flu or different things like this happening to them where they're not in perfect health. So we're going to have the light ship select some lifetimes. Remember, we normally when I do this clearing, we clear out probably about 300 of them from you. But again, we're going to concentrate on 10 parallel lives. And this is the dark side fabrication of the earth. Remember that they can fabricate this. Remember, the dark side mimics the light 99.9%. So it's very hard to tell if it's light or if it's darkness, because it always appears as light. Unfortunately, like I say, that's why there's so many practitioners out now the last 10 years doing different types of things, because the dark side is controlling them without them knowing about it. And unfortunately, you're not getting what you really expect out of the practitioners, but they're out there doing their thing. So here we go. And this is why you always want to go to your heart and ask your spirit. This is what this whole show is about, to get you into your body with your spirit so you can get your own guidance. It's not in your head ever. This is why Jesus said the kingdom, you know, is within. And this is all that you need to know. And have one book with one page, and that page says go within. So we're going to go to 10 parallel lifetimes that can cause you physical illnesses. Remember, if you have a lifetime that's fabricated, with a fabricated earth, then you're out there and you have a sore throat, your spirit comes back to you in this lifetime, and you can bring that residue to you. So here we go. First lifetime, parallel life, you're going to be released from this here. So again, sample your body energy. Here we go. First one, released from that. A second one released, third one released, fourth one released, fifth one released, sixth one released, seventh released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. There we go. I'm going to do another 10 for you. Some people need more than this here. So this is if you have any type of physical problems. Here we go. Number 11 released, 12 released, 13 released, 14 released, 15 released, 16 released, 17 released, 18 released, 19 released, and 20 released. So again, sample your body energy. I have people asking, what's going to happen to that life over there if I'm not in it? Well, it's the dark side's fabrication of probably you, and you don't need to be there anyway, because it's not of the light. It's just an artificial intelligent body on an artificial intelligent earth that they created to steal your soul energy, your spirit energy. So just see how you feel. Normally people feel a heightened frequency in their body. Maybe their body could be getting energized right now. But you'll have your own experiences. But remember, it's working anyway if you don't feel anything. I'm trying to put some music on so you can contemplate. And here we go. Just sit back and relax and request healing. Remember, your spirit came back to you whole and complete right now. It had a complete healing from the light shift before you entered your body. Thank you. song from Van Halen, starts off with, you know, Love Walks In, is the name of the song. It's on their 5150 album. I think it's made in 86. It starts off, contact is all it takes. And what that means to me is the contact with your spirit, with the divine. And then the chorus is, and then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. And that's you connecting with your spirit and your heart center for this divinity of who you are. Remember, it's not outside of yourself. Don't get caught into the mind-controlled trap of New Age metaphysics, going outside of yourself, doing astral traveling, etc., getting connected to ET energies. It's all inside of you. Jesus was very adamant about that, which is probably why he, in part of the Bible, where he went into like the temple and got upset with the people selling things. It's basically that people somehow want to gravitate to physical things and not go internally inside to connect with your divinity. And so I guess I have, in a sense, kind of that same frustration a little bit, that it's so simple, and yet it's, you know, doesn't make any sense to connect to your heart center when there's so much going around here of mind energy. But once you connect to your heart and you know that frequency is there, it's easier to manifest heart to heart than it is in mind energy. Remember, the mind energy has to control something outside of yourself. And when you do that, then you're controlling the energies, and you can cause someone else harm. So the main thing is to use the heart energy. Stay heart connected as much as you can. And that will also help you get rid of entities. And entities are emotional bodies of people who've passed on. And it's like our time is kind of slowly coming to a close here. The show goes by so quickly. I think I just got on it. I'm going to be in Los Angeles a week from now at the Conscious Life Expo. I'll have a lecture on Friday night, and also a workshop that'll be free at 10 in the morning on Saturday. So if you wish to see me, if you're in the area, come in, and we'll see how that works out. Last time I had over 250 people at my workshop, so it was very nice. We'll see what happens this time. People are drawn according to what they feel and sense, and hopefully the mind control will be much less on people, so I'll have more people showing up. Remember, what happens to you is that all of a sudden you get an urge to do something, but if it's too much in the light, the mind control steps in and can make you forget things. This happens a lot with people. So if this is happening to you, it's only because the dark side is attempting to numb your senses out. But anyway, just stay in the light. That's the whole thing. Stay in your heart center as much as you can. And I do many sessions with people to bring you back into more spiritual integrity. You can visit my website if you wish, creationlightship.com. If you wish to get on my email list, we send out maybe two or three emails a month. You can go down, scroll down on this page here. And the very bottom has on the VBS radio. Has the information there, which you type in your email address, and that will send you a confirmation, and then you have to confirm it, and then you'll be on our email list. So I guess we'll just close down here, and we'll be going to the lightship tomorrow night. Tomorrow will be Saturday. So we'll probably be on the lightship for maybe 20 minutes just to show you what it's like. For the new people listening, you'll be taken up out of time. And you're still going to be where you are physically, but when you're not here, remember your vibration being turned off and on and off and on. When you're not here, you're there. And if you're lucky enough, you'll be able to see things on the light ship, or maybe even feel the sensations, see colors, etc. So blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful time with your water. Remember, it's probably good for today and tomorrow, so don't hoard it. And don't mix the two containers up. And just gargle with it and just see if that helps you. Hopefully it will. So I'll be signing off now. So blessings to all of you. The light beam will be activated on your monitor screen for a half an hour still. So if you wish to use that for healing, it'll still be transmitting energies from you from the light ship. So blessings to all of you, and good night.